This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi engaged with leaders of Oman, Jordan, France and Malaysia in a series of high-level diplomatic conversations. Discussions centered on de-escalating tensions in West Asia while reaffirming India's commitment to dialogue, diplomacy and regional stability. During his talks with the leaders of Oman and Jordan, Mr. Modi also appreciated their efforts in facilitating the safe return of Indian nationals stranded in the region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during his conversations with the Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, he reiterated India's strong condemnation of the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. During his interaction with King of Jordan, Abdullah II, Prime Minister Modi remarked that attacks on energy infrastructure in West Asia are condemnable and can lead to avoidable escalation. Mr. Modi affirmed that India and Jordan stand in support of unhindered transit of goods and energy. The Prime Minister said during the conversation with French President Emmanuel Macron, both the leaders looked forward to continuing coordination to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. Mr. Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim during their talks discussed the deeply concerning situation in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi also extended his greetings to him on the occasion of the upcoming festival of Hari Raya Eid al-Fitri. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday visited Prem Mandir and ISKCON Temple in Vrindavan, Uttar Pradesh and performed aarti. Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandibhen Patel also attended the aarti. The President is on a three-day visit to Uttar Pradesh from yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the President said that the country is progressing towards the creation of an inclusive society and a developed nation. She expressed confidence that with the blessings of Lord Ram, the country will achieve these goals by the 2047. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan yesterday emphasized the importance of early education, stressing that it is important to catch them young and shape them into responsible and capable individuals. He said this while inaugurating the Golden Jubilee building of a school in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that good individuals build a good society which builds a great nation. Tensions in West Asia remained high following a series of assassinations, airstrikes and attacks on critical energy infrastructure. Addressing a media briefing in Washington, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said that Iran would face the largest strike package yesterday, asserting that the ongoing war will end on America's terms. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes have pushed deeper into Lebanon, hitting central Beirut, including the Basta and Zakak al-Blat areas. In a coordinated diplomatic response, foreign ministers from 12 Arab and Islamic countries issued a joint statement in Riyadh condemning Iranian missile strikes on civilian infrastructure. The government has said that 100% supply of domestic piped natural gas PNG and compressed natural gas CNG for transportation purposes has been ensured across the country. Joint Secretary in Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday. She said around 125,000 domestic and commercial PNG connections have been issued within the span of 2 weeks to ensure uninterrupted energy supply to consumers. The Joint Secretary said the situation regarding LPG is concerning, but there is no risk of complete stockout. Headquarters Integrated Defence Staff and the Space Applications Centre, ISRO yesterday signed a Memorandum of Understanding for maintenance of existing satellite-based telecommunication nodes and provisioning of additional nodes for the armed forces. Delhi yesterday witnessed light to moderate rainfall as sudden weather changes triggered thunderstorms across several areas, including Noida, Ghaziabad and Greater Noida. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Odisha today. In Orleans, Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma, Sharani Barua and Malvika Bansod have stormed into the women's singles quarterfinal at Palais des Sports in France. Indian men's double duo of Arjun Madathil Ramachandran and Hariharan Asamakarunan have also entered quarterfinals at Palais des Sports in France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.